I'm very disappointed in some of the decisions that were made and the direction we're going with the state. We tried to make this a regionalized decision to open up our small businesses downstate, let those small business owners allow traffic in their stores, and they can monitor it. They know best how to keep social distancing and open up the small businesses so that this can, the economy can once again get started. It's going to be a slow start, but we need to do something down here in regional areas outside Chicago. I'm very disappointed in the decision on the state parks. I've got five counties, and none of the parks were open in my five counties. I've asked IDNR for their criteria and how they decided which parks were going to be open, and based upon that criteria, it looks like some of these, most of them maybe, should have been opened up. Very frustrated and still waiting for responses from IDNR. One of the projects I worked hard on, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, was getting our nurseries and greenhouses an essential business. I based it on two arguments. One, the mental health side of people needing to take time to plant flowers, and then also on food accessibility. People need to go to the greenhouses and nurseries to buy their plants. They can transplant them in their garden and have tomatoes this summer, can their tomatoes for their chili, whatever they can for the winter months. I thought it was important we had those open. Some of the items that we did fight for as a party, too, was open up the golf courses and, of course, the elective surgeries. We see our local hospital struggling, laying off nurses, which is a business decision with all we have going on because the hospitals are not used for the purpose they were intended to provide comfort and relief to those who need surgery. So it's going to be opening. It's going to be a slow roll starting 1 May, and hopefully that'll be a good need for our local community if we get our hospitals back online. Received a lot of calls on the golf courses, again, over-regulation by government of how we're going to implement that process of no carts. We can drive to the golf course together as a family through our golf clubs in the back of a car. We can drive to a lake to go fishing, but yet we can't do those events as a family together. So just some of the things I want to point out that it seems to be that as I get the phone calls from the businesses and the local people, the frustration that I share, you share with me, is valuable, and I am taking those questions to the governor and asking why can't we do this? So we'll get through this. It's just going to take some time. We need to thank our Department of Public Health and all those in our first responders and our EMS for what they're doing in protecting and monitoring our families and keeping us all safe.